Talking on my bed. But I just can't keep on crying sometimes. No, I just can't keep on crying sometimes. When my heart is full of sorrow and my eyes fill with tears, but I just can't keep on crying sometimes.
Hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Bah!
All right, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I am the Foat, and I'm hosting the show for the first time in, I don't know, probably over 6 months. I've had a pretty big hiatus. Just lots of stuff have been coming up on the weekends for this guy, either going on tour or doing big, huge punk shows or whatever. But this Saturday, I have nothing going on, so I'm just going to play a bunch of punk and hardcore for you punks out there who are awake at noon, which most punk rockers usually aren't. But yeah, if you are, this is for you. We open up the show with Sista Daggers Helvete, a great old Norwegian hardcore punk band, and their LP entitled Helvete Arlos. Just got reissued last year. I think the LP is already out of print. So if you ever happen to find this record, snag it up because it totally rules. It's in the same league as Fart Frampton and Banlist and stuff like that. And it is re-released on Cradle to Grave Records from out of Norway. So yeah, keep your eye open for that. It's a great record. Yeah, or if you're a total nerd, why don't you just download it or something? Anyways, yeah, I've been up to a lot of awesome punk rock activities lately. I started the new year off by taking a couple of bands on tour down the West Coast. I took the Sad Boys and Drapedomania. So I don't know, instead of talking and jibber jabbering about how awesome it was, I think I'm just gonna play a couple of songs off both their 7-inches. So, without further ado, here is, from New York City, this is Sad Boys.
Sad Boys. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing, Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, that was the Mighty Hoax. Coming at you all the way from Massachusetts. You may remember seeing them open for the band No Problem last year in the summertime. Really incredible, crazy live band where the singer just beats the shit out of himself. And yeah, it's pretty punk. Some might ask the sincerity about it, but whatever. They put on a really good show, and they're a really, really good band. And it's kind of a bummer that there's a bunch of bands in the Pacific Northwest right now who try to sound like them and rip them off and make their music stale, much like what's happening in the world of post-punk. But I don't want to, you know, rant and get into it that much. But speaking of post-punk and whatnot, Spectres are playing a gig tonight at the Zoo Shop. And it is their record release show, so you should, go and support them. Yeah, they're playing with a couple other post-punk bands. I'm pretty sure if you've heard me on this radio show, you know that post-punk isn't my jam. And if you don't have any nice things to say, don't say them at all, especially on the radio. So, never mind. Spectres is a great band, though. Go check them out. Before Hoax, starting off the whole set, you heard from New York City, Sad Boys, with the song called Frolic, and that's off of their brand new 7-inch that just came out just in time for their tour on Toxic State Records, the same label that brought you such bands as Perdition and Crazy Spirit. Really awesome label, and Sad Boys is a great addition to it. Great live band too. If you missed them in Seattle and Portland, you really did miss out. After that, you heard the mighty Drapedomania from Los Angeles. Really good Spanish singing punk rock, kind of in the vein of Escorbuto, but more hardcore like Olo Seco. You heard the song A, and that's off of their only 7-inch, which I think came out about a month ago or so. So yeah, you should definitely check it out. I've had their songs stuck in my head for the last like 2 weeks. They're that catchy. After Drapedomania, you heard the classic MG15 off of their first 7-inch, Dereco a la Vida. You heard the song Genocidio. And yeah, this record just got re-released too on La Vida es un Muse, who is notorious for putting out really, really awesome records, reissues and new records. That reminds me, I got a whole new package from them that I kind of forgot to bring to the radio station today. So maybe next time I'm on the air, I'll do a whole special. I'll play some stuff off the new Glam LP, which is really awesome, and everyone needs to hear it. Anyways, after MG15, I played No Problem off of their newest 7-inch with the song called Living in the Void. Yeah, apparently the songs on this 7-inch are on the second press of their LP. I guess their Euro press. It's the same as the Deranged one, except it's colored green, and that has three extra tracks. But if you don't have that, the green copy, that is, then you can just go to the store and buy the 7-inch and still have the songs. Yeah, after No Problem, you heard, also from LA, Cruel off their Split Flexi 7-inch with the band called Aspects. You heard the song Terror. And, of course, rounding off the whole set was Hoax with Discipline. Yeah, that was a mighty long set, I guess. We're almost already halfway through the damn show. What do I have next? Oh, yeah, from Seattle, Death Raid. They just put out a split LP with the mighty Desperat. I'm going to play some Desperat in a bit as well. For those who aren't in the loop, that is the new band with all the guys from Mob 47 in it, plus Yake from bands such as Electric Funeral, War Victims, and a billion other awesome Swedish hardcore bands. So anyways, take a listen. This here is Death Raid on CITR.
Yeah.
And that was Male Nurses from Boston, Massachusetts, with the song called Wanna Play Doctor. And that is off their one of their 7-inches. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, the 7-inch is called Wanna Play Doctor. Yeah, that was one of the best bands who I saw play at Subversion Fest down in Oakland, California, in December. That big, huge 3-day festival thingy. It was great. And yeah, they were one of the best bands. They ran it off the set with a Blitz cover and just made everyone go mental in the whole venue. It was pretty cool. Starting off the whole set from Seattle, pretty much one of the only good bands out of Seattle, Death Raid, with the song called Enough to Make You Sick. And that's off the split LP with Desperate that just came out recently. After that, the Mighty Mauser from Florida with the song, I can't pronounce it because it's in Swedish. I have the feeling that Adrian, the singer of Mauser, doesn't even know how to pronounce it, and he just kind of pretends the whole time. But yeah, it's a Bomb and Fall cover that they do, and that's off of a split Flexi with this band called Post Teens. And yeah, I think they put this out to play some lame pop punk fest in Florida. Yeah, Florida seems to be kind of plagued with that whole kind of thing. But I guess it suits a lot of other bands, so I shouldn't really trash talk. After Mauser, you heard Desperate with the song called Papa Batalar, and that is off the split with Death Raid as well. Yeah, really good record. Check it out. It's on World Funeral Records, which is out of Seattle, so it shouldn't be too hard to find. After that, from the Bay Area, you heard Afflexus off of the Life Destruction LP with the song called Shadow of the Sun. And yeah, that LP might have to make my top 10 for 2012. I don't know. I kind of gave up on making top 10 lists because it's kind of lame. But I think Flexus put out one of the better records of last year. Yeah, and rounding off the set, of course, was Male Nurses. Yeah, I have a bunch more stuff lined up for you. We have about 24 minutes left, so I'm going to just keep the music a-pumping. Yeah, what do I have? I have a band, kind of a relatively new band from Boston, Massachusetts. They're called No Sir I Won't, which is a play on the Crass record, Yes Sir I Will. And yeah, just hear for yourself. You can definitely hear some Crass influence, which is really cool to hear in 2013. So yeah, here we go. This is off their 7-inch, and the song is called More Politicians.
The financial and human cost of the war in Afghanistan has gone up every year over the past 5 years. More than 2,500 coalition troops have been killed in the war. Among those, 1,600 U.S. troops.
We've diverted troops from Iraq and then put them back into Afghanistan.
But the number of Afghan casualties is much higher. Since 2006, when the U.S. started keeping records, nearly 10,000 Afghans have died.
And I see that really the mission has changed.
Nearly 10,000 Afghans have died.
Many
estimates say that that number could actually be much higher.
You think you got us fooled with your eloquent talk? Your fingers on the button crossed behind your back, showing so much compassion in the public eye. What about 30,000 more that you sent to die? A peace prize in wartime, fortunes for prime time.
More politicians, more politicians, more politicians, more politicians.
More politicians, now another one dead. We're talking Bobby, now the last one.
financial and human cost of the war in Afghanistan has gone up every year over the past 5 years.
The same war in Afghanistan, a brand new war in Pakistan, more money for the Pentagon, and shit for education, shit for welfare nation, shit for what we've got, and shit for men who fought. If shit is on else view, then what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
$444 billion so far. Some estimates show that that could reach $700 billion. And the human cost of war has been very high. Deception is war.
Okay, I just want to interrupt here for a second. That was Pissheads off of the Kill Hippie System 7-inch with the song called Life. Yeah, this record totally kicks ass. Live is a slightly other story, which is kind of a bummer because I think they would have sold a lot of these records on the tour. But anyways, check out that 7-inch on Rusted Machine Records. Before that, No Sir I Won't with More Politicians. And yeah, now I am going to play something off the last D-Clone record. Unfortunately, I guess they're calling it a day. I'm not sure if they played their last show yet or not. But anyways, yeah, really great band following in the tradition of Disclose out of Japan. Just check out how this record starts and start pumping your fist. This is D-Clone.
Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Ah!
Okay, that was the Sickoids from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Of course, now they all live in different places across the U.S., so I don't think they're very active. I'm not sure if they've broken up completely, but yeah, a new record is probably a little bit out of the question right now. But yeah, that was off of their LP that just came out last year, and that was the song called Hope Subsides. Starting off that set was D-Clone, the Mighty D-Clone, with Creation and Destroy, and that's the title track off of their LP. Another great record that came out last year that probably fits in my top 10. After that, Sweden's own Inferno with a song with a title that I cannot pronounce, so I'm not even going to try. But that's off the Warchard LP on D-Tact and Rapunk Records. I think, I'm not too sure, don't quote me on this, but I think Havoc had something to do with it too. So it's pretty easily accessible here in North America. After that, you heard Illegal from Montreal by way of Finland and the U.S. and I want to see Spain maybe. Yeah, just a international all-star band there. That's off of the LP, which came out for their European tour before they had to call it quits because, well, obviously they all live all over the world, so it's pretty hard for them to jam, just like Sickoids. After that, you heard the possibly the biggest hype band of 2012, Boston Strangler. Yeah, a really good band. It's kind of a shame that Maximum Rock and Roll has the tendency to hype crap up and make it suck. But yeah, if you take it all at face value, Boston Strangler, really good band. That's off their LP. You heard the song called Gonna Make You Pay. After that, listening to Illegal made me want to play some Wretched. So that's what I did. I played some Italian Wretched for you off the split 7-inch with Indigesti. Yeah, the first song on the split that just got either reissued or bootlegged. I'm pretty sure it's a bootleg, but I found it a couple months ago. Yeah, it's regardless, it's a really good job. It looks exactly like the original one. Not that the original had much, you know, artwork or way of like good design or anything, but yeah, it looks really good as far as punk standards go. And, of course, Sickoids rounded off the set, and I'm about out of here. There's a couple minutes left. I think Aaron Brown will be back with you next week, but hopefully I'll be with you the weekend after, and I will play some more Wicked Punk for you. Maybe I'll try to focus more on Canadian next time. I didn't really get to fill the CanCon as much as I would have liked. But yeah, I'll bring a few demos, a few records, and yeah, maybe tell some stupid stories and some dumb opinions that you don't care about. Anyways, yeah, if you want, you can check out the podcast of this later at www.generationannihilation.com. I'm pretty sure that's it. Yeah, okay. I'll see you next week, and Power Chord is next. This is Radis off of their very first 7-inch, long before they started sucking. And here we go. See you next time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and I'm back with my part two of my top releases of 2012. I always split it up various categories. Today's show, I'm going to sort of spotlight some of the live releases that came out, as well as some of the EPs and singles came out. And as well, I've got some new, brand new 2013 releases to premiere here. Well, I can't really say premiere anymore because online seems to beat everybody. But in any case, one bit of news you should know is if you were a Gojira fan, you might want to head down to Scrape Records today from 2 to 3 o'clock. They're doing a meet and greet autograph session at Scrape Records, as well as playing tonight at the Vogue with our own Devin Townsend band. I don't know if it's sharing the bill or what, but and there's a band called Atlas Moth opening the bill, so that should be interesting. One bit of news, if you hadn't heard, is that there was a fire at Ozzy Osbourne's house, and he got burned pretty bad. I'll have to dig up the article, but yeah, some of the eyebrows got singed and some of his hair got burnt off, so not good news, especially since they've now announced that the Black Sabbath album is finished. Can't say much about their research in the way of album titles. Gee, let's call it 13. There was a certain band called Megadeth that put out an album called 13 recently. Seems to happen a lot. I guess when bands come up with this stuff, and especially since they don't, you know, they try not to listen to the same kind of music and sort of, you know, don't want to get influenced by anything and keep everything original, they sometimes are a little out of the loop. So I don't know, but I think they could have come up with a more interesting title after all this time. But in any case, I'm not going to yabber on here. I've got, like I say, some live stuff here. These are some of my favorite live releases of last year. And you can no longer say live albums because they're usually a CD and a DVD, which I'm certainly glad of because a lot of these bands don't make it up to Vancouver, so it's the only way to see them. So I love live DVDs personally. Anyway, one of my favorite bands, Gamma Ray, put out a great double live CD DVD last year. It should be out now. I think in North America, the DVD side of it, the CD came out in December. Of course, in Europe, they both came out. It's called Skeletons and Majesties, and what they did, again, just like their Skeletons in the Closet years ago, I wish more bands, the big bands, would adapt this idea of either listening to the fans and taking a list of songs that you wouldn't ordinarily hear and making up a set list. And that's basically what they did. None of their normal sort of songs that they'd usually play are in this set. It's all sort of more obscure kind of stuff. And I think that's great. I think that bands like Maiden and Priest should really do something like that, especially since they're heading into their waning years. They really should sort of mix it up. I mean, how many times, no offense, but how many times can you hear Run to the Hills? I mean, I love the song, but Maiden got so